Tonight I want to talk to you about intimacy with God. We all have one or two people, a mother, a brother, a sister, a friend, a work colleague, somebody maybe in church, that you want a more intimate relationship with. You long to, I want to know more. I want to know what makes your heart beat. I want to know what keeps you up at night. I want to know what makes you happy. I want to know what makes you sad. And I invite you for dinner or lunch. I go and visit you. I chat to you. I phone you. I make an effort, but it just doesn't, we just can't get to that next level. We have some discussions and we chat about the weather and we chat about what's going on, but I don't get to your heart. I can't get to that person in a deep, intimate relationship where I just feel so close. It always is like he keeps you at that distance. Do any of you know what I'm talking about? Do you, any of you have a person, a colleague, a friend, somebody, there's one hand, somebody that you just, you long for more? Or you chat to them, but all they do is just reply with silly jokes. Everything is a joke. You chat to them and it's just like, you just can't get serious. You can't get to the heart of it. And at the end of the day, you end up with a awkward, superficial relationship where you long for more, but you just can't get there. The other person do not want to. They don't want to open their hearts to you. What do you do? What can you do more? You phone, you visit, you invite them to visit, but they just, we can't get past that barrier. Can you force them? Can you try and force them to get? You can't. There's nothing you can do about it. You can pray about it. You can just keep on giving from your side and hopefully one day they'll just open their hearts to you. Or it will stay flat and you will have this awkward, superficial relationship. And that's what I want to talk to you tonight. As I was thinking about this, I thought, but I have one or two people that I long for better relationships, more intimate relationships. And those of you that know me, I like a deep-hearted conversation. I want to know what the Lord is doing in your life. I want to know what's your history? Who are you? I love your story. And I thought, but are we doing that with God? Are we sitting closed off, coming to church on a Sunday, maybe going to a cell on a Wednesday, and that's it? And God longs for more. God gave his son and said, go, they don't need to make offerings anymore. Just, now we have an open invitation. Now they can come into the throne room. It's not a priest that goes in once a year, the high priest. Now everybody can come into the throne room. But are we the one that makes it an awkward, superficial relationship? Just not, there's no meaning. And then you look at other people and they inspire you. So she doesn't know it, but Marae, I just want to honor you tonight. She's got this relationship where she just knows. She hears from the Lord and she knows. And people like that inspire you. I want what she's got. I want what those people have. I want what, where people are just, they hear. They chat to the Lord. They experience the Lord. I heard this lady talk that even if she goes to buy ketchup, she talks to the Lord about it. So, Lord, what do you think? Should we have this one or that one? She talks to the Lord about everything. It's an intimate relationship. But now, he's the king. He's the king of kings and the Lord of lords. Are you telling me he wants like an intimate relationship with me? An intimate relationship. He really cares what's going on in your life. Is that what we are saying? So let's have a look what the word says about it. The first one, James 4 verse 5, he yearns jealously over the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us. So the Holy Spirit yearns jealously. Psalm 139 verse 17 and 18 says, how precious are your thoughts to me, O God? How vast is the sum of them? How much? How many thoughts do you have for me? If I could count them, they would outnumber the sand. When I wake, I'm still with you. So, it kind of gives me the idea, he wants a relationship with me. He thinks of me constantly. His thoughts for me so much, I can't count it. So, do you have somebody that you keep on thinking about and thinking about and thinking about? I remember when I met my wife the first time, I was just so in love. That's all I could think of. You know, it's like, the moment I got home, I was like, okay, wanneer kan ons weer? When can we go on a date again? I was thinking of her the whole time. That's, God says he thinks about us all the time. I see one or two ladies looking at their spouses or whoever, and it's like, I remember. So that's what God says. He looks at us and he thinks about us often. How vast your thoughts for us, O Lord. So the other day I was reading Exodus 3 or 33, and it talks about Moses going into the tent. He pitched his own tent, called it the tent of meeting, and God spoke to him face to face. And I was like, Lord, I want that. We always say, Lord, please chat to me in an audible voice. I want the writing on the wall. I want the burning bush. So in Exodus 33 verse 7 to 11, now Moses used to take his own tent and pitch it outside the camp, far away from the camp, and he called it a tent of meeting. And everyone who sought the Lord would go out to the tent of meeting, which was outside the camp. Whenever Moses went to the tent, all the people would rise and stand, each at his tent door, and look at Moses until he entered the tent. Whenever Moses entered the tent, a pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the doorway of the tent, and the Lord would speak to Moses. When all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tent door, all the people would rise and worship, each at his tent door. And so the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend. So can you imagine chatting to the Lord face to face? Okay. So then I started looking at, when did God speak to people in the Bible? And in Genesis, and you can put up the next slide. So in Genesis, God spoke to Adam and Eve. He walked with them in the garden and he spoke to them. God spoke to Noah. God spoke to Abram, Isaac, and Jacob. God spoke to Joseph. All in Genesis. In Exodus, God spoke to Moses. In Judges, God spoke to Gideon. In 1 Samuel, God spoke to Samuel, and he spoke to David. In 1 Kings, God spoke to Elijah, and in Isaiah, God spoke to Isaiah. And it just excited me when I thought, but God created us to have fellowship with us, to have communion with us. He wants to chat to us. He wants an intimate relationship where I can be embarrassingly honest with him. Not just, hello, Lord, Ach, I had a lekker night rest. How are you? Well, you're obviously awesome. You are God, so you are well. I'm okay. I don't like going to work this week. I just don't want to. My kids are on holiday, so why do I have to go to work? But real, not superficial discussions, intimate discussions. Chat to him all the time, every day. Tell him everything. God created us to chat to us, to talk to us. And that's what he wants. He wants intimacy with us. But now, some days, I'm so busy, I forget, and I don't talk to God that often. So then the tables are turned. I am the one that now do this superficial relationship where I just talk to him the morning, we do Bible study, I go to work, I chat to him a bit, and then I start with my meetings, and then when I get that, when 4 o'clock, when I get in my car, I normally talk to him again. But in between, I just forget about him. So now the tables are turned, and I thought, sure, now I'm doing it. I long for a deeper relationship with that person, but that's what God wants. He yearns for us. He yearns jealously for us. So how many of you came to a place where we decided, I'm going to do Bible study, I get up, make myself some coffee, and I went to my study or wherever to do Bible study, and I saw my phone, oh, there's an email. I wonder who that is. Check the mail quickly. Or I wonder what happened in Facebook. And I quickly opened up Facebook, and I check Twitter, whatever your social preference is. And then before you know it, you're half an hour or your hour is done, and you need to prepare for school or work or take the kids to school. And your time is done. And now I've put something else, Facebook, emails, work, whatever distracted you, I've put before God. He yearns jealously for us. He is a jealous God. He says it more than once. He wants our first attention. He wants to chat to us. So the one thing I realized is that we can't do this on our own. We can't try to have this relationship with God. I can't try to do this on my own. I'm not built like that. The only way that we can have a true intimate relationship with God is if we ask Him. If we ask Him, Lord, give me more. I want more of You. I want a better relationship with You. Help me to yearn for You. It's not going to be from You. You won't be able to initiate this. We need to ask Him, God, give me this hunger to chat to You every single day, every hour, every minute. Help me to have a kingdom-focused day and life. So can I just give each person a minute or two? And just in your own words, close your eyes and ask God to give us this intimate relationship. Let's ask God to give us that desire in our hearts for more. Lord, we just want to come before You tonight and ask You to make us hungry. Give us a deep longing and yearning for a more intimate relationship. God, I can't do this on my own. I can't do it in my own strength, Lord. And I need you. I need you, Holy Spirit, to come and give me that desire. Give me that yearning. Give me that focus to chat to you, to talk to you. Lord, you say if we ask in your name, you will give it. And if we ask in your will, you will do it, Lord. And I know it's your will that we will have an intimate relationship, Lord. So we ask tonight in the name of Jesus to give us that intimate relationship where you are truly closer than a brother. Thank you, Jesus. And all God's people say, Amen. Hello, there you go. Okay, so let's see what the Bible says. How often should we talk to them? How often should we talk with God? Ephesians 6 verse 18. With all prayer and petition, pray with specific requests at all times, on every occasion and in every season, in the Spirit, and with this in view, stay alert with all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer for all God's people. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, be unceasing and persistent in prayer. Always. So God says, we should talk to Him always. Pray always. Talk to Him always. It's almost like He wants to talk to us every day. Every moment. It's almost like He wants our focus to be on Him all the time. And what happens if we are there? If we are in that place where, say, tomorrow we wake up and, Lord, help me to have a more intimate relationship with you. And we walk and we talk and we chat. And little things become easier. I'm busy with something and the Lord says, no, don't do that. One of your kids won't like it. And I don't do that. And then when we eat, one of the kids will be, Dad, I hope you didn't put something on everything. I hope you didn't put butter on all the buns or whatever. It's like, no, the Lord told me not to. Little things that happen where He just talks to us and shows us and make our life easier. The more I talk to Him, the less this stuff matters. The less what people think of me matters. The less what I have matters. The less what I drive matters. Because I'm so talking to my God, my King, my Savior, that nothing else matters anymore. Nothing on this earth matters. Nothing can make me more happy or less. You get circumstances, you get situations, you get a moment. But the majority of my life is then focused on Him. And I'm chatting to my God. And I can be embarrassingly honest with Him and tell Him, oh Lord, I struggled with lust yesterday. I'm so sorry. I looked at this woman and before I knew it, Lord, please forgive me. Help me. I don't want to be like that. Oh, Lord, yes, I saw that wallet lying there and I was so tempted. And now I feel so guilty. I didn't do anything, but I feel so guilty. Or you can chat with Him. You can give Him your heart deep inside where you will not even share that with your spouse, with your best friend, your mother or your father, anybody. You can chat to Him. You can chat to God. And you know what He will say? Oh, Nia. Really? I didn't know that. He won't be like, oh, 6. Shame on you. You're like, oh, I didn't know that. Dude, serious? No. He knows everything. He can't be shocked. He won't be shocked. He knows everything. He knows before there's a thought in your mind, he already knows it. He sees us through the blood of Jesus. And he loves us. So we can be honest with him. The more we talk to him, the more focused we are on him. The more focused we are on him, the less life matters. One of my favorite verses, and I don't know about you guys, some people just rehearse verses and we'll talk about certain verses and I'm like, oh, they know the entire Bible. This is awesome. So I've got a few favorites and I memorize them and so then I can use them and I think maybe people think, yeah, he knows the Bible. But one of my favorite ones is James 4 verse 8. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So the part just before that, that's fine. So James 4 verse 5 says, he yearns jealously over the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us. But he gives us more and more grace through the power of the Holy Spirit to defy sin and live an obedient life that reflects both our faith and our gratitude for our salvation. Therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud and haughty, but continually gives the gift of grace to the humble, who turns away from self-righteousness. So submit to the authority of God. Resist the devil. Stand firm against him and he will flee from you. Come close to God and he will come close to you. The New King James says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. How beautiful is that? Draw near to him and he will draw near to you. So if you really mean it, Lord, help me. I want to draw near to you. I want more of you. That is what he will do. So God says again, he yearns jealously for you. He doesn't want anything else to be in between you and me. So if I decide tomorrow morning at 5, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do Bible study. I want to spend time with my King. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't. Maybe at 5, it's like, it's so cold, I'm just going to snooze until 5:30. And then I'm snooze until 6, and then I need to, quickly, I've got 10 minutes, and while I'm making coffee, I listen to the Word audio, the audio Bible, and then I get on with my life, with my day. But if I need to fly to Joburg, I now and again need to fly. And we normally book the 6 o'clock flight so to get the most of the day out of the day. So if I fly at 6, I need to be at the airport at 5. I need to leave home at 4, which means I need to wake up at 3. So up at 3, away I go at 4, 5 at the airport, 6 I fly. That I won't miss. That I won't snooze. And I used to frustrate myself. Or I listen to people that say, I can't get up. 5 is too early. 6 is too early. But if you invite them to go on a fishing trip or a hunting trip or whatever, they'll be at the waters at 6. But I can't build that discipline to spend time with my King. He's jealous for us. He yearns for us. He wants more and more of us. He wants that relationship. And if we really meant when we said, God, help me, he will help you. And you will be more conscious. And tomorrow morning when you get up, ask him again, Lord, help me. I yearn for a more intimate relationship with you. And he will give it to you. Verse 6 says, but he gives us more and more grace through the power of the Holy Spirit to defy sin and live an obedient life that reflects both our faith and our gratitude for our salvation. So I see this picture of God giving us this present. I give you eternal life. What do we do with it? Do we choose to open it? Or do we choose not to do it? God says we have the power to defy sin. We have the power. We can do it. We can ask, Lord, I'm struggling with this. Please send me help. Help me. Intervene here. We have the power. But we need to walk with God and tap into that power. Verse 8. Come close to God and He will come close to you. About a year, 2 years ago, we decided as a family to start spending time together in the Word every day. And it happened gradually that I just realized I love the Word. If I sit and read, I just get this, it's like a fountain that just bubbles up in me when I spend time in the Word. It just energizes me. It excites me. And I was also at the stage where I'm like, I need to read Bible, but I don't feel like it. I don't want to now. Because you know, Deval said it the other day, in Christianity, we have this growing curves. The moment we give our lives to Christ, we go full on and we read the Bible and we spend time with God. And then we hit that place where we need to be now responsible for our spiritual growth and spend more time in the Word. And then we just like kind of dull. But the more time I spend in the Word, if I build that discipline, you get to a place where I love the Lord, I love the Word so much that you just get filled. You get filled with Him. And you sit there and it's like, Lord, this is amazing. It's just, you look for somebody to share it with. And that's a lot of the times if you have Christian friends on Facebook. I mean, they just post Bible verses because it's so exciting. They just want to tell the whole world. God longs for an intimate relationship with us. He wants to be closer than a brother. He wants to be our best friend. And I hope tonight I inspired you a little to yearn for that too. To yearn for that relationship with God, to sit and say, Lord, nothing on this earth matters anymore. It doesn't matter what I drive. And it's not just saying it, proclaiming it. But really in my heart, I don't care. The other day, on my way to my car, this young dude walked just one or two steps in front of me and he pushed his button and he got into this very cool Land Rover or Jeep or some other SUV. But it was like, I think the devil just shined a light on something on it because it was like, yeah, it's beautiful. And two parkings away, it's my old Hyundai Elantra that's 21 years old, 500,000 kilos on it. And it's like, oh, shame, Lord. Okay, Giesel. But like that, seconds. It's like, I don't care. That's not what's important. And I can go on and chat to God. It doesn't matter. In the past, the old Donnie, that will steal my joy and I'll be depressed and I'll drive home and it's like, Lord, kijk nou dit. And I'm working and have a look here and I'm like 41, 42, how old am I, my wife? I can never on that. Okay, 42. Lord, I'm like 42. Luckily, he knows also. I'm 42 and this is what I'm driving. It's like, no. We made a decision. If I can't buy it cash, I don't buy it. So you're going to see me in that car for quite a while. But that's, my relationship with God is so exciting that I don't care. It doesn't matter what I drive, what I wear. So normally before my wife, is this okay? Can I go? Because I'm just like, they'll all be dressed up and I'll be in my PT shorts. Like, no, you can't do that. Praise the Lord for a helper. So I pray tonight that the Lord will just do something in your heart and make you yearn for more of Him. Next Sunday, I want to continue on this subject and just go a bit deeper and help us to all just walk this road with God where people can come and say like, dude, what's up? Why? There's something about you. I want that. Or you can, people will look at you like I looked at Marae, and it's like, I want what she's got. She hears the Lord's voice. And she inspires me. May we become the people that walk with the Lord and you inspire people because you hear the Lord's voice. Let's close our eyes. Lord, we as human beings are sinners. Lord, and we have so many faults. We have so much sin, Lord, so much issues. And I pray, Lord, that you will show us who we are in you. Lord, I pray that you open each one of our hearts tonight. Lord, I pray that you will make us hungry for intimate, intimate relationship that's closer than the one I have with my wife. Oh, my kids. Lord, come and work in my heart tonight. Lord, give me a hunger, a burning desire in my heart to spend more time with you, to talk to you more in meetings, in consultations, in class, while doing the washing, while running around after my kids. Whatever I do, Lord, I pray that I'll be in constant conversation with you, Lord. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty One that created heaven and earth wants to have a relationship with me. You created us to have a relationship with you. Lord, give us a burning desire tonight for more and more of you. Come and touch us tonight, Lord. We pray it in Jesus' name.